Representing auto owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Elber Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and you have been for the time being. And as we lost power at the entire football stadium here, from the front gate to the back gate to the tower, there was no power. But the lights are on now. It looks like they figured out what fuse is this flip, and we're back on air. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, Dan Behnke, and Paul P. Adams with us right now, as it's time for the Media Roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet of Upley. If you're looking for the latest models from Chevrolet, look no further than Thompson Chevrolet. Find new roads. Join me tonight from the Huron County View, the DeAndre Swift of the Roundtable, Paul P. Adams, champions of yesteryear at a different level and drop the ball this year. Our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hanson, the conference top spotter and first time at the Roundtable, Dan Behnke, and our reigning champion and director of sports information, Doug Cole. You should see the look Paul has right now. Paul's still muted here. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Doug Cole wrapped up his second Media Roundtable championship by commanding fashion last year. The final standings were Doug Cole 5, Dave Hanson 3, Clark Ramsey 2, and Paul P. Adams 1.
One is a lonely number, isn't it?
It is the loneliest number.
And he got that in the second of last week.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was a long shutout season for
Doug,
Paul.
Doug, what do you think?
We'll see. It's a different year, so anyone can win.
No, I'm talking like a Saban champion
modest.
Over here.
I'll try not to drop the ball.
When I was trying to come up with a nickname this week, Paul, and I was like, I'm going to go there. I'm just going to start in the low blow. Let's just go right into it.
It hurts. It's not a true week one, if you think about it. So this would be a mid-season jab.
Yeah, you're in mid-season form.
All right, so how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game in the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the correct winner and then by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug won last year, he will go first, and then from here on out, the winner of the previous week will go last. So tonight's order will be Doug, followed by our newcomer Dan Behnke via text message, Paul P. Adams, and then Dave Hanson, strictly because he's the only one who had a child born during COVID.
That is an excellent rule. I love that.
Well played. Well, Paul, when you have a kid during a pandemic, you can go first.
We have a puppy.
All right.
You get to go second to last because of that.
Doug Cole, kick things off. We're going off the rails here.
Well, you know, this is probably the toughest game we're going to pick. So, limited scrimmaging, limited practice. I mean, who knows what's going to happen. So I'm just going to go with the home team here. I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with Harbor Beach, 26, Ubley, 22.
26-22. Doug Cole saying a four-point victory for the Harbor Beach Pirates, the home team. Dan Behnke texted me. He's on his way here right now, coming home from work. And he says, with no scrimmages and not many full contact practices, mistakes are going to happen. So with that in mind, Dan is going with senior quarterback Kadar to keep steady the ship and hold off the Bearcats. He's saying Harbor Beach wins 20-14, a six-point victory, according to Dan Behnke. Paul P. Adams.
All right. Well, I am not going with the home team for a variety of reasons tonight. I think Ubley built some momentum last year. And for me, this comes down to what each team lost. And I think Harbor Beach lost more talent than Ubley did. Yes, Ubley lost their quarterback, but they have a lot of good pieces back. Carson Hileski, Nolan Van Erp. Yes, there is a new coach. But just because there's a new coach doesn't mean things change at Ubley. Things are always the same at Ubley. I think continuity is going to be there. And I think Harbor Beach has the potential to be a very good team, but it may take a little time without having the scrimmages and contact. So I'm going to go with the Bearcats 28-20 tonight.
28-20, you're saying an 8-point victory for the away team, the Bearcats, according to Paul P. Adams, which leaves Dave Hansen, who's looking for his first championship in, what, 5 years, I believe.
It's been a while. I'm due. And I've been thinking about this game since you told me the schedule. I couldn't believe this is our first game of the year. And I come in with a game plan myself, Paul.
Yeah, you $1'd me is what you just did.
Yeah, I know you're not going to be very happy with my pick either, but I agree with a lot of the things that you said. And when I think about the Harbor Beach Pirates and I think of a team that wants to spread it out, throw the football with limited reps, no scrimmages, anything like that, it makes that difficult. They are going to have to do more of the wing tee, more running game. And that hasn't really been their strength lately. So in a situation where there's limited reps, I'm going with the team that has does the same thing for the last 100 years, and they'll do it for the next 100 years if they're around. I'm taking the Bearcats also on the road to win in Harbor Beach for the second straight time. I don't know if that's ever been said or done.
Wow,
it's been a long time. And I got 30-24. The Bearcats win by 6.
A 6-point victory, according to Dave Hansen.
God bless your child for being born this year.
And Dave, and actually, I think you're right. Actually, during the Spanish flu of 1918, Ubley was running the wing tee. So you're absolutely correct on that. So we have Doug Cole with Harbor Beach at 4, Dan Banky, Harbor Beach by 6, Paul P. Adams, Ubley by 8, and Dave Hansen, Ubley by 6 points. Quickly, let's look through the other areas games going on tonight. In the Greater Thumb West, we have Carroll at Lakers.
I think Lakers wins this game big. They're one of my Greater Thumb West favorites, along with USA.
A lot of good returning pieces for Lakers. Take them at home.
On to our second game, Reese at USA, the Sugar Bowl.
USA's on a roll in the Sugar Bowl. It keeps going tonight. 13 seniors on that roster for USA, a very experienced roster. A lot of those guys are third-year seniors on that team.
What has Reese done lately? They've shown us nothing, and I can't believe that they're going to suddenly all be really good. I like USA also.
On to the final game, the Greater Thumb West, Cass City at Vassar.
Cass City lost a lot. They still should be considered a contender in the Greater Thumb West. I think they win this game fairly easily. Vassar hasn't had a very good run lately.
I think the three teams that we just chose to win these games, it's going to be a fun race to watch to see who wins the West. I'll take Cass City as well.
In the Greater Thumb Conference game tonight, Sandusky at Bad Axe.
Really tough draw for Bad Axe with a new coach to come out of the gates. Sandusky, I think, is the overwhelming favorite in the Greater Thumb East, and really tough draw. Sandusky should win this game.
A lot of talent in Sandusky. A lot of returning starters, a lot of less changes there. Go with Sandusky.
In the Greater Thumb East, Brown City at Marlette.
I covered Santa Clara County for about 25 weeks, and I still don't know anything about these two schools. Give me Brown City.
I'll take Brown City on the road as well. They've been better as of late.
Memphis at KPAC, and Paul, you say KPAC no longer has a team.
KPAC does not have a varsity team, from what I understand, as a JV team. So any game that KPAC had is going to be rescheduled. I believe Memphis is playing Manistee, if I saw that correctly.
Wow, all right. And then, of course, tonight, Ubley at Harbor Beach. In eight-player football, very quickly, in the NCTL Stars, Deckerville is at New Haven at Merritt, Genesee at Kingston, Burton Ashton at Mayville, and then the crossover game, Flint International at Caseville.
Yeah, it's a tough draw for Caseville. They're still looking for their first win under Coach Sam Rogers. I don't think it comes tonight, but I do think Caseville is going to get off the schneid. It's just not going to be tonight.
I think the game we're always most curious about is what's Deckerville doing. I know the signs say that they're down, but always curious to see how Deckerville plays, and they're on the road against New Haven.
In the NCTL Stripes, North Huron is at Akron, Fairgrove, CPS, and Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. In non-conference, I was glad this one didn't get changed. Ashley is at Bear Lake, which is played in Brethren, just to make it more confusing. And then Peck is at Merrill. Now, Peck was originally supposed to play Bay City All Saints. Bay City All Saints player had contact with a positive COVID case, has since tested negative, but the state game is still canceled.
And that's the real shame of this all is, you know, you can test negative, but just the fear of it cost Bay City All Saints a game. But Likewise, one thing we haven't touched on, this is why it's good that all the teams are making the playoffs this year. It encourages you to go out, find a game. Anybody's willing to play anybody just to get games in. They're not worried about playoff points. So good for Peck picking up Merrill. This is Merrill's first 8-player game. I think we just have discovered another new 8-player powerhouse.